Welcome back to Aurora's Wicca audio series. This is Aurora, your seventh generation pagan Wicca guide. In this lesson, we will be talking all about love spells, the history of love spells, some important things to remember before you start doing love spells, and most importantly, all the most powerful love spells you will ever need to find and keep your soulmate. So pay close attention, because love spells, when done correctly, are extremely potent and powerful. I want you to have all the information and tools you need to use your love spells the right way and make them work for you. Love spells have been practiced for centuries on every continent by almost every culture. Each culture has their own kind of love magic, but the ultimate purpose is really the same: to find, keep, and enhance love through magic. Did you know that Valentine's Day, our modern romantic holiday, is actually an ancient love festival? Yes, that's right. The original pagan holiday was celebrated as a fertility festival on February 15th. During this festival, men would choose their partners by picking their names out of a bowl. And believe it or not, love magic is everywhere you go. I bet that you even practice some kind of love magic before without even knowing it. If you have ever worn jewelry to make yourself more attractive, then guess what? You used a love charm. If you have ever sprayed on perfume or cologne, it probably contains some aphrodisiac, flowers, or smells, and yes, that's a love potion. And if you've ever read your horoscope in the paper to get advice about your love life, well, you're using divination. Love magic is all around us. And really, any time that you consciously choose to do something to make yourself attractive or to attract someone special, you are sending out your own personal love vibrations. And you are evoking a kind of love magic. But this is where we all have to be very careful. And now I'm talking seriously about the consequences of using love magic the wrong way. Because love magic is so powerful. It must be taken seriously. Love is such a powerful force that anyone who tries to play around with love spells incorrectly may just find themselves getting burned. But I don't want you to worry, because I'm going to share with you everything you need to know to keep your love spells safe, powerful, and effective, and even romantic, of course. All you have to do is follow my instructions and follow your own conscience. There are many things love spells can do for you. They can make you more desirable and attractive. They can send out vibrations to attract a specific person. They can put out the positive energy that will attract your soulmate. And they can create the perfect atmosphere for love to grow. But once the spark of love is ignited, the rest is up to you and your partner, because even the most powerful love spells have their limits. A love spell can bring two people together, but it can't force someone to love you. This is very important to acknowledge. And a love spell cannot keep two people together against their will. Remember the Wicca read, the witch's motto, harm none. When you use love magic to interfere with another person's free will, you are causing them harm. If you do a love spell knowing that you are messing with someone's free will, the spell may have drastic and negative consequences. So consider this your disclaimer before attempting any love magic. Make sure that the love spell you want to do does not interfere with someone's free will. For example, performing a spell to force someone to love you, if you are not sure they have feelings for you, would be a violation of the Wicca read and would cause harm. Do not attempt to do this kind of spell for your own safety. Never attempt to use love magic to manipulate someone else's emotions. Not only does this violate the Wicca read, but it also falls into the category of black magic. There is no spell that can make someone your love slave against their will. But even if you attempt to do this, be warned that you will be messing with extremely powerful dark forces, and they have disastrous results. Consider yourself warned. Here are just a few more things to think about before trying your first love spell. Most witches recommend that you perform love spells to attract love in general, not a specific person. This way you avoid the problem of interfering with free will. If you do have someone special in mind, then you can cast a spell to attract that person with the intent that it should only work if you are right for each other and no harm will come of it. If you have sincere intentions, then you can safely cast a love spell for a specific person. But be prepared to accept that the spell will not work if you are not right for each other. If the person you have in mind is not your true love, then the spell won't work. That is a universal rule, because the universe does know best. Another important thing to make sure of before you start casting love spells is your own feelings. A very important component of magic is emotion, feeling, and concentration. A love spell will not be effective unless you have very strong feelings about what you are attempting to do. I know this all sounds very serious, but just think about it this way. Love is the most powerful feeling in the world, and magic is extremely powerful too. When you put the two together, wouldn't you want it to work the right way? Wouldn't you want to do it the right way? But don't worry, that's it for the warnings. Now we're ready to talk about what you'll need to cast your first love spell. Are you ready? You may be feeling the buildup of energy. I feel it around me, so it's really time to dive right in and begin. So, here we are. The best time to do a love spell is on a Friday, when the moon is waxing or getting larger. When doing love spells, they will be a lot more powerful if you visualize and concentrate on the desired results of your spell. Concentrate deeply and have a clear mental picture of what you want or who you want. You may want to spend a few minutes meditating before you perform a spell. Focus on the object of your desire and picture what you want clearly in your mind. Close your eyes and breathe deeply. Connect to your own personal energy. Remember, that was our palms, and feel just how powerful you are. Now you're ready to set up your magic circle and your altar. Find a quiet place where you can be alone and won't be disturbed. Make sure you won't be disturbed by unplugging or turning off phones. Lock the doors, close the curtains, whatever preparations you need to do to ensure your aloneness. If you are going to do your spell outside, try to ensure that no one will bother you or come upon you by accident. Your Wicca rituals and spells should be kept as secret as possible. Don't share what you are doing with people who will just laugh at you or mock you. You don't need those kinds of negative people messing with your energy. Keep your spells and rituals as private as possible, and they will be more effective. Wicca magic is best done alone right now in these beginning stages. The kind of circle and altar you will make depends on the individual spell you are casting. So let's get to the good stuff and talk about the real, powerful love spells that you are about to learn. This spell is called the Ring of Light love spell. This spell is used to attract a specific lover to you or to strengthen an existing relationship. Please do not perform this spell if it will interfere with the free will of another person. Only do this spell if you have cause to believe that this person is interested in you as well. Or, alternatively, have in mind that this spell should only take effect if this person is right for you. To perform the Ring of Light spell, you will need the following ingredients: your magic broom, 12 white candles, rose oil, your altar, an incense burner, an African violet incense, and a photograph of the man or woman you desire love from. Once you have these ingredients gathered, set up your magic circle. First, sweep the area of your circle with your magic broom. As you sweep slowly and deliberately, focus on clearing all unwanted and negative energy from the magic place, which is your space. You are literally sweeping away all the bad energy that can interfere with your spell. Now, adorn your candles with the rose oil. Place a few drops of oil on each candle, infusing them with the romantic energy and fragrance. Starting in the east and continuing clockwise, place the 12 candles so that they form a circle. You have now set the boundaries of your magic circle. Make sure that before you place the candles, you have everything you need for the spell inside the circle already. As you place your candles, focus on creating your powerful circle where your powers will be concentrated and amplified. Now, starting from the first candle you placed, light the candles. Make sure your altar is in the middle of your circle. Light the incense and place the incense burner on the far right side of the altar. Your broom goes on the left side next to the altar. Place the picture of your lover, or soon-to-be lover, in the middle of the altar. Sit or kneel in front of the picture and say the following. Now remember, you can come back to this time and time again. You can also write down these lines and start to memorize them. The important thing is not to pick the right cadence or delivery or worry about your delivery. The importance is the intention behind the words. So in sitting or kneeling in front of the picture, you're going to say the following, directing it at the person in the picture. As this ring of light surrounds his image, so shall my love surround his heart. As this fragrant incense burns with fire, his burning desire for me will start. His love for me grows stronger as these 12 white candles burn. As my love is given, so shall it be returned. So may it be. Now gaze at the picture and visualize a red glowing light of energy that is love energy radiating from your body. It comes from your heart and flows directly into the picture. Say the name of your lover out loud, whisper at first, and then repeat it, getting louder and louder and louder each time you say it. Breathe deeply, and then you want to relax. To seal the spell, wait until the candles have burned down a bit and give the ends of the wicks to your lover. This will help them fall passionately in love with you. This spell is perfect when you have a special someone already in mind. But if you are trying to attract a lover and you don't have a specific person in mind, the following spell would be better for you. It's called the Face of True Love spell, one of my favorites. To perform this spell, you will need the following. Any three of the following herbs, basil, coriander, ginger, jasmine, lavender, rosemary, rose petals, violets, or yarrow. Now remember, only three of the following herbs, your choice. The good thing about this spell is that most of the ingredients are readily available. Try to get fresh herbs if you can, as they are more potent. You will also need a bonfire or some kind of fire. So you want to be very careful in this. If you don't live somewhere with a fireplace, consider taking your spell outdoors and building a bonfire. This can also be a contained fire on like a garden or patio, but just be very careful, please. If this is also impossible, you can burn the herbs in an aluminum bowl or tin, but please be sure to do this outdoors and make sure that you have an easy way to put out the fire if it gets out of control. Remember, this is magic, and magic is powerful. For this spell, you don't need a magic circle, but the timing of the spell is very important. It must be performed at sunset on a Friday as the moon is waxing. The moons and the moon cycles will become very important in your magic, and you will start to feel them. Prepare the mixture of herbs of your choice in a small bowl. Cast them into the flames, and as the herbs are burning, recite the incantation. My true love's face I've yet to see. I know not their name may be. But soon their heart will beat for me. Come hither, my love, as swift as can be. And in so doing, set my heart free. This spell, when performed with the correct intentions, will swiftly bring new love into your life. It has worked time and time again for countless individuals. If it doesn't work the first time, you'll need to improve your focus and concentration. Is there something that you are afraid of that could be interfering with the spell? Make sure that you are emotionally committed 100% to starting a relationship. The smallest percentage off from that will cause the spell not to work. So be clear, be firm, and be in the knowing that you want your true love. Then you can try again the following month. Again, if your spells for some reason are not effective, it probably has to do with your mindset. Make sure your thoughts are as positive as possible and that everything you are doing is in line with your goals and purpose. If you are trying to attract love, then feeling bad about your looks or putting yourself down for being single is not in line with your purpose. Start to love yourself now. Your magic will become so much more powerful. Stop these negative influences and start feeling confident that love will soon be yours, for it will. Now let's talk about love potions. My favorite. Love potions are another powerful Wiccan tool to attract the love you desire. It's best if potions can be brewed in a cauldron under a hearth fire, but most of us don't have a fireplace. But I know that that's very 18th century and not realistic for everyone. That's why the 21st century alternative also works, using a pot on the stove. Make sure you have a pot that you use only for potions and not for making pasta too. But some potions don't even need to be boiled. You can actually make a powerful love potion using a few simple ingredients and your favorite perfume. To make this voodoo love perfume, you will need the following ingredients: a few drops of musk oil, a few drops of vanilla oil, brown sugar, cinnamon, and rose petals. Add these ingredients to a bottle of your favorite perfume or cologne. Shake well, and then let the bottle sit for 5 days and 5 nights. It's very important. To use this love perfume, dab on your forehead, your chest, and your feet. This potion will make you completely irresistible to your lover. Another great love potion is called Love Potion Number 9. Yes, it's really a true love potion. Now, unlike what it says in the song, it doesn't smell like turpentine, and you definitely won't be kissing everything in sight. Be extremely careful when preparing this potion, however. It's incredibly potent, and the results are long-lasting, intense, and difficult to reverse. I say this from experience. So please make absolutely sure that the person you give it to is the right one for you. Otherwise, you may end up with more trouble than you bargained for. That said, here's how you can prepare your very own love potion number 9. You will need 9 ounces of sweet red wine. Your favorite or any sweet red wine will do. 9 basil leaves, 9 rose petals, and they must be red. 9 cloves, 9 apple seeds, 9 drops of vanilla extract, 9 drops of strawberry juice, 9 drops of raspberry juice, 1 ginseng root cut into 9 equal pieces. Very important. 9 pink votive candles, the small ones. A cauldron or potion pot that you use for nothing else but your potions. A wooden spoon that you use only for your potions. In a clean container that you can't see through. To prepare the potion, assemble all your ingredients, dim the lights, and light your candles. This potion is most effective if it's performed during the 9th hour of the day on the 9th day of the month. Put the 9 ingredients into your cauldron or pot. Stir the potion very slowly 9 times with the wooden spoon. Each time you stir, recite the following incantation. Let the one who drinks this wine shower me with love divine. Sweet love potion number 9, make his love forever mine. Now, of course, you make this work for your love. Now, bring the potion to a boil. Reduce the heat and let it simmer for 9 minutes exactly. Please be exact. Remove the potion from the heat and allow it to cool. Blow on the potion 9 times. Your breath is very important. Strain it through a cheesecloth or very fine strainer into your container. Remember, the one you cannot see through. Cover and refrigerate until you are ready to serve it to your lover. Now, this is very important. Do not let anyone else look at, touch, or drink this potion. Remember that it's extremely powerful and only your lover should be drinking it. So if your refrigerator is open to others in the home who are not your lover, be very, very careful. No one can touch this container, drink from this container, or even really look at this container. So, guard it with care. One final reminder, as you are brewing potions, make sure that your intentions are pure and you are focusing entirely on your goal. Make sure that your potions harm none, or there will be consequences. So in order to do this, you want to first start breathing and have that thought, harm none, in your mind. Once you are there, you want to continue your breath and really focus your intentions on creating your spells, on your loved one, on love itself. But if all goes according to plan, your lover will soon be in your arms. Now I'm going to share with you one last type of love magic, the love charm. This is wonderful. This is another great way to attract the love you want using ancient Wicca lore. Making a love charm can be tricky. It involves a little bit of preparation and work, so only attempt this charm if you are prepared and fully committed to attracting your lover. To make this mojo love charm, you will need the following. A small red drawstring bag with a white string or a gold chain. A small heart cut out of red wax. The hair or fingernail clippings of both you and the object of your desire. This is real magic. 2 red candles. Your magic broom. Your altar. A small bottle of rose oil. An incense burner. And the incense of your choice. Patchouli is a really good choice. The ingredients for love drawing powder. These ingredients are 1 ounce of powdered sandalwood, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of sweet basil, and 1 teaspoon of dried and powdered rose petals. Combine these last 4 ingredients in a mortar and mix well. After they are mixed, add 2 drops of rose oil and mix until the oil has completely blended with the herbs. Remember, keeping your intentions on love through all of this is vital. This is your love drawing powder. Once you have assembled the ingredients, choose a Friday night when the moon is waxing. Sweep the area with your magic broom to cleanse it of all bad or negative energy. Create your magic circle using candles or a string or cord. Set up your altar with the 2 red candles on each side and the incense, rose oil, and mojo bag in the middle. Fill the bag with your love drawing powder, the wax heart, and the hair or nail clippings. Anoint the bag with the rose oil. Now take the bag in both hands and pass it through the smoke of the incense 3 times, using a clockwise motion. As you pass it through the smoke, chant the following incantation. Heart of red wax, let passions flower. Oil of roses, let this sweet love powder. In this sacred Venus hour, bewitch this mojo with love power, so may it be. Your mojo love bag should be worn near your heart on the gold chain or pinned inside your shirt. Every Friday, anoint the bag again with the rose oil to keep the charm active. While wearing the love charm, you should focus your thoughts on your lover often. Say their name to yourself throughout the day as a whisper or louder or within your own head. Now, love charms may take some time to bear fruit, so be patient. They are worth it. But when they do take effect, they are extremely binding and powerful. All your preparation and patience will pay off in the end when you are united with your dream lover. We've talked about all kinds of love magic here today. You've learned the do's and the don'ts of casting love spells, the incredible power of love magic, and how to perform simple but effective love spells, potions, and charms. If you are searching for love, look no further. Use the tools here and your amazing Wicca power to find and keep your perfect lover using love magic. You will be truly amazed at the power of your love. The next lesson will show you what to do if your lover leaves you, how to get your lover back, and how to deal with other kinds of love troubles.